Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at an article that was in the July 2014 issue of Ensign Magazine, an article written by Elder Garrett W. Gong. He is a member of the First Quorum of the 70. He's been a member of the 70 since April of 2010. He wrote an article titled Becoming Perfect in Christ, and he gives the impression that if you are a Latter-day Saint that, for instance, has a fear that you are imperfect, or a fear that you are making mistake, or fear that you are not good enough, or fears that you are a failure compared to others, or a fear that you are not doing enough to merit God's love, that somehow you are misunderstanding the doctrine of perfection as it has been spelled out in Mormonism. We, of course, would say that if a Latter-day Saint has those fears, it's probably because they do understand the doctrine of perfection as it's been taught in Mormonism, and that's why we're looking at this article. We really believe here that Mr. Gong is trying to do what we call damage control in trying to put at rest the anxiety that no doubt a lot of members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have when it comes to knowing whether or not they have received the forgiveness that they need for their exaltation, or if they've done enough to receive that exaltation or godhood as they understand it in the next life. Today we're going to be looking at page 17 of his article under the subheading Our Perfect Example.
It says, only our Savior lived a perfect life, and even he learned and grew in mortal experience.
Now let me stop you there, because I want to ask this question, and if you're a Latter-day Saint and you're listening to this, I'm asking you this question as well. Only our Savior lived a perfect life. If you're a Latter-day Saint, how would you define that for me? If I didn't understand what you meant by the word perfect, how would you explain to me that sentence? Only our Savior lived a perfect life.
Probably most Latter-day Saints are going to say, well, he never sinned.
And you know what? I would say that's probably a good answer. And it's an answer that's very similar to what Mr. Gong gives in the next paragraph. He goes on to say that Jesus did not succumb to temptations, sins, or daily pressures. But at the same time, Mormons are supposed to emulate Jesus' life if they hope to achieve the best they believe God has for them. Let me read you a statement from 11th President Harold B. Lee. This is in the Life and Teachings of Jesus and His Apostles manual. This is a vetted manual, page 57. But it cites Harold B. Lee, where it says, Christ came not only into the world to make an atonement for the sins of mankind, but to set an example before the world of the standard of perfection of God's law and the obedience to the Father. In his Sermon on the Mount, the Master has given us somewhat of a revelation of his own character, which was perfect, or that might be said to be an autobiography, every syllable of which he had written down in deeds, and in so doing has given us a blueprint for our lives. Now, if Jesus' perfect life could be expressed in saying that he did not succumb to temptations, sins, or daily pressures, I would like to ask the Latter-day Saint, isn't that what your church is telling you must do in order to receive the forgiveness that is necessary for your exaltation in the next life? You have to emulate the life that Jesus lived. And if that means that you must also not succumb to temptation, sin, or daily pressures. The question then becomes, do you? Do you succumb to temptation, sins, and daily pressures?
Well, he goes on in his article, and he's going to quote from Matthew 5:48. We haven't heard that one before, have we, Bill?
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah, Matthew 5:48, and this is what he says. And he has a little different spin on it than what we're going to read.
And before you read what Mr. Gong says about it, let's remind our listeners what Harold B. Lee said. He was referring to Matthew 5:48 when he talked about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. That's what he was referring to. So this is what we have in a manual by the Mormon Church, The Life and Teachings of Jesus and His Apostles, page 57, citing Harold B. Lee, a Mormon prophet. And now Mr. Gong, a 70, who is, of course, much lower on the totem pole when it comes to authority, but still, this is in Ensign Magazine. This is going to be found on LDS.org, and Mormons are told if it's found on an official website, they can believe it to be doctrine. But it shows that they're getting mixed messages here.
And he says this, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Savior commands us, be therefore perfect, Matthew 5:48. The Greek word for perfect can be translated as complete, finished, fully developed. Our Savior asks us to become complete, finished, fully developed, to be perfected in the virtues and attributes He and our Father in heaven exemplify.
At one point, it sounds like he's kind of downplaying what has been said in the past, but when you look very carefully at that last portion, when he talks about our Savior asks us to become complete, finished, fully developed, to be perfected in the virtues and attributes He and our Father in heaven exemplify. Now think about that. What is he really saying there? If that's what they're supposed to emulate, I would say that still becomes problematic. It's like the Mormon who says, well, I am perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect. And I ask them, oh, really? You mean to tell me, if you're a Latter-day Saint who thinks that you've accomplished that and you interpret Matthew 5:48 to mean sinless perfection, you mean to tell me that you really believe that you could stand before Heavenly Father, look Him in the face and say, guess what? I'm perfect as you are perfect. Now, I don't think any Latter-day Saint is going to have the nerve to make such a statement. But yet, isn't that what they're being asked to do if they understand Matthew 5:48 to mean sinless perfection? Now, he is going to what the Greek actually says. And he's right. It is talking about, that word teleos is talking about being complete, finished, fully developed, or mature. We've said that for years.
But that's not what the leadership has said over the years. And, you know, this is more of a recent phenomenon. It's really been in the last 10 or 20 years that we actually get a reinterpretation of what previous leaders were saying consistently, and now you're getting people like Mr. Gong reinterpreting what Matthew 5:48, how it has been traditionally interpreted by the leadership.
Well, you recall a while back, we were looking at a talk that Cecil Samuelson made at BYU, the president of BYU. He also got it right. He was basically saying the same thing that Mr. Gong was saying here, that word really means complete, finished, fully developed, or mature. But that is not the way it has been understood by past leaders. A classic example of this would be Spencer Kimball. Spencer Kimball, in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, pages 208 and 209, where he talks about this progress toward eternal life.
Yeah, he says, this progress toward eternal life is a matter of achieving perfection. Living all the commandments guarantees total forgiveness of sins and assures one of exaltation through that perfection, which comes by complying with the formula the Lord gave us. In his Sermon on the Mount, he made the command to all men, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect, Matthew 5:48. Being perfect means to triumph over sin. This is a mandate from the Lord. He is just and wise and kind. He would never require anything from his children which was not for their benefit and which was not attainable. Perfection, therefore, is an achievable goal. Bill, I want to add what Brigham Young said back in 1863, Journal of Discourses, Volume 10, page 284, because Spencer Kimball agrees with Brigham Young. He says, there is not one requirement of the Lord that is non-essential. Every requirement He has made of us is essential to our perfection and sanctification to prepare to enjoy celestial glory. And in 1904, Heber J. Grant said in the Latter-day Saints Millennial Star, volume 66, page 168, Every principle of the gospel has been revealed to us for our individual advancement and for our individual perfection. But it is the business of the devil to blind men's eyes to these facts.
Wow. Now, does that sound like what Mr. Gong is trying to get across in his article? Not in the least, but let's go back to look at what Spencer Kimball said in that quotation you cited. This progress toward eternal life, and eternal life would be exaltation in the Mormon understanding of the phrase, is a matter of achieving perfection, living all the commandments, guarantees total forgiveness of sins, and assures one of exaltation through that perfection which comes by complying with the formula the Lord gave us, and then you cited Matthew 5:48. Living all the commandments guarantees total forgiveness. The only way a Mormon can hope to gain total forgiveness is if they are living all the commandments. It's only by living all the commandments that they can have the assurance that they are going to receive exaltation. This is why when you ask a Latter-day Saint, do you have the assurance that all your sins are forgiven? The reason why they balk at that is because they know in their heart that they are not living all the commandments, because that's what they've been told is the requirement in order to have the assurance of forgiveness of sins.
Oh, but for one more, Spencer W. Kimball, quote, page 286 of The Miracle of Forgiveness, he says this, in the context of the spirit of forgiveness, one good brother asked me, yes, that is what ought to be done, but how do you do it? Doesn't that take a Superman? Yes, I said, but we are commanded to be supermen. Said the Lord, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect, Matthew 5:48. We are God's in embryo, and the Lord demands perfection of us.
And the Lord demands perfection of us. And what does that perfection look like? We go back to Mr. Gong's article on page 17. He says, only our Savior lived a perfect life. What does that perfect life look like? He says, he did not succumb to temptations, sins, or daily pressures. Doesn't that sound like what Spencer Kimball was saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is what the Mormon must do. They must not succumb to temptations, sins, or daily pressures. Of course, the next question is how are you doing at that?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to know more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? Well, on Saturday, September 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium, Part 2, in Clearfield, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes teaching about the role of Mormon prophets, the Book of Abraham, the LDS doctrine of eternal progression, and what Mormon leaders have taught regarding exaltation and godhood. Now, while it is part two, you don't need to have attended the first part. It all takes place on September 6th at Calvary Chapel, Wasatch Front, which is located at 564 South and 800 East in Clearfield. A question and answer session will follow. If you'd like more information, simply go to mrm.org and click on the link that says Calendar at the upper left side of the homepage. As always, we hope to see you there.